This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So inshallah ta'ala, we will continue tonight with the du'as from the Qur'an, explaining the du'as from the Qur'an. These are du'as that Allah Azza wa Jal himself asked us to ask him with. And anyone who read the Quran frequently is familiar with these du'as. We took a couple of them, and tonight, subhanAllah, very special du'a. My beloved brothers and sisters, after the best ni'mah that Allah blessed us with, the ni'mah of Islam, the second best ni'mah is the ni'mah of guidance, is the ni'mah of hidayah. There are tons of Muslims. Many of them do not pray, many do not fast, many disobey Allah openly. So when you are guided, Allah Azza wa Jal have blessed you with an amazing ni'mah. Any action, any ibadah that we perform, it is strictly tawfiq from Allah Azza wa Jal. We were only able to attend Isha tonight because Allah gave us the permission to come to Isha tonight. You were able to move in the Salat. You were able to recite the Fatiha only with the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. And like I repeat all the time, and listen to me carefully, the easiest thing in our deen, the easiest thing is to pray and fast and give zakat and give charity and read Quran and make dua and memorize. This is the easy part of the deen. The real deen is when you practice Islam, is when you live Islam, is when you apply what you are learning on your daily life, is when you apply Islam to how you treat your spouse. When you apply Islam, how to raise your children. When you apply Islam, how to do business with others. When you apply Islam in your weddings. When you apply Islam in your funeral. In every aspect, that is the tough part. Salat and fasting, everybody prays and fast. Everyone, look at Mecca now. Put Mecca live on your on your phone. You will see it packed. But when it comes to implementing Islam, this is where our problem. When we come to live Islam, this is where our problem. It's too tough, Sheikh, I can't, it's okay, this is America. All kinds of excuses, but Islam is Islam, ya akhwan. That's why this dua is so essential. Who made this dua? Subhanallah. Knowing who made this dua will make you change your mind about the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the dua is Ayah number 8 in Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that الراسخون في العلم made this dua. The ones who are deeply rooted in knowledge, not just a guy who learned a couple of ahadith and memorized a few ayah or a few juzu. No, no, no. Rasikhun, rasakha, yani anchored. The people who are anchored in knowledge, they said, Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana, wa hab lana min ladunka rahma, innaka antal wahhab. Allahu Akbar. The ones who are anchored, rooted in knowledge, they said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. They started with the word Rabbana, and we explained last week, Rabbana. They admitting that there is a Rabb. Rabb means the one who create, the one who protect, the one who guards, the one who provides. This is all Rabb. Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us. Guidance. Ya Allah, do not deviate our hearts after you have guided us. You always ask Allah Azza wa Jal with the ni'mah he blessed you with. So they used the ni'mah of guidance to ask Allah not to deviate their hearts. Ya Allah, you guided us. So please, Ya Allah, After you have given us this beauty of guidance, please, Ya Allah, do not make me go astray. Why? Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us in the hadith that the heart is just like a feather in the wind in the desert. You could imagine what the wind do to the feather in the desert. It keeps flipping it. And it's the name, qalb means mutaqallib. It's constantly flips. So Ya Allah, لا تزغ قلوبنا. My brother, my sister, don't ever be fooled. I am a sheikh, I talk to people, I lead salat, I give jumu'ah. Wallahi, don't be fooled. I attend Fajr bin Jama'ah, my beard is this big, my wife has niqab. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled, because who is making this dua? Al-rasikhuna fil ilm. Because the being steadfast on the deen is strictly a gift from Allah Azza wa Jal. Sometimes we pray maybe 1 week Fajr and Jama'ah, I memorize 3 surah, nobody talk to me anymore. Khalas, I'm there. I'm done. No, ya akhi. Al-a'mal bil-khawateem. You do not know how our life ends. And this is how we are judged, by the way our life ends. So here, Ya Allah, wallahi, we should all memorize and say this dua. Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. Ya Allah, I beg you, keep me steadfast. Yani Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ummu Salama, Ya Ummu Salama, what is the most dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said? Ya muqallib al-qulub, ثبت قلبي على دينك. The man whom his heart is Islam. The man, the best man ever created. His most dua, Ya Allah, keep my heart steadfast on your deen. So what do I say? If that was his most dua, ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. Allah said in Surah Al-Isra to Rasulullah SAW, if I, Allah, did not keep you steadfast, Ya Muhammad, you would have inclined to them a little bit. Can you imagine? So if Rasulullah SAW needs thabat, what about us? Rabbana, la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana. We have tasted, Ya Allah, the sweetness of coming to Isha. We have tasted the sweetness of coming to Fajr. We have tasted the sweetness of reading the Quran, the sweetness of Ramadan. Please, Ya Allah, keep me steadfast on this. Wahab lana min ladunka rahma. Hab lana. You see, like we said last week, you ask Allah with the verb that you're using. You want rahma? Use the word, the name Ar-Rahim. You want maghfira? Use al-ghafoor. You want rizq? Use al-razzaq. Hab wahab. هب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحان الله. الإمام البقاعي, he said something very beautiful. He said after they asked Allah not to keep, make them deviate, they asked him to give them the rahmah, because they can clearly see the things that are not clear to them. This is very, very deep stuff. He said the ulama, the scholars, begged Allah with rahmah so they can be able to differentiate between the matters that are confusing to them. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. Allah has rahmah to all creation. But here I'm begging Allah for a specific rahmah, the best of rahmah. وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ. Your rahmah I want, Ya Allah. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابِ. Al-Wahhab is a special name of Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Wahhab is the one who gives without limits. Is the one who gives whether you deserve or you do not deserve. You see, they did not ask Allah, Ya Allah, because I pray, because I fast, because I give sadaqah. No. Ya Allah, give me your rahmah, not because I deserve it, because you are the Wahhab. Please, repeat after me. Rabbana, لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. before you make taslim in your sujood. And keep in mind that when you say it, subhanAllah, you're actually reciting an ayah of the Quran. So you will getting ajr also, inshaAllah.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.